The government is relaxing its COVID border controls to allow hundreds of specialised workers into the country. They include deep sea fishing crew, vets, and people who drive complex agricultural machinery. The changes will also allow visitors whose working holiday visas are due to expire to stay for the summer. Eric Frickberg reports.
The farming sector is becoming increasingly nervous about how it'll cope without key workers over the coming months. Without workers for the summer harvest, fruit could rot on trees unpicked, or combine harvesters might lie idle while wheat crops wither. This could bring ruin to some growers and further weakness to the New Zealand economy. The Immigration Minister, Chris Farfoy, says he recognises this problem.
There is a genuine labour shortage. We've asked those sectors that have traditionally relied on migrants to do as much work as they possibly can to find workers here, or New Zealand citizens to find those roles. But in some circumstances, there is an economic argument to allow some exceptions.
Up to 30 veterinarians, 570 deep-sea fishing crew and 210 agricultural machinery operators will gain exemption from normal COVID exclusions. The agricultural machinery operators need to be highly skilled with years of experience, but it's seasonal work, only available for months at a time, with people typically rotating from the northern summer to the southern summer, thereby gaining year-round employment. Daryl Thompson runs a contracting business in Southland and says getting the northerners in once again is absolutely vital. But he says the government has cut it fine and should have made this decision weeks ago.
There was a lot of questions to be answered yet because, I mean, it is getting later in the period as to how we get them here, because I do believe that they need to be quarantined in Christchurch, and we don't know the detail yet. And unless we're going to get them here within the next week or two or three, then it's going to be a question of whether it's worth it.
Chris Farfoy is also pushing to help the horticulture and wine industries with staff by allowing people with expiring working holiday visas to stay on for work during the summer. But Mike Chapman of Horticulture New Zealand says that's just a short-term fix.
This is a good first step, but it's certainly not the end game. If after we've redeployed all the New Zealanders we can, and if after all these stranded backpackers and visitors get a job in horticulture and wine, what are we going to do if we've still got a shortfall?
And Mike Chapman thinks there will be a shortfall. He says the RSE scheme, which brings in mainly Pacific Island workers and is currently on hold for new arrivals, will always be needed. Chris Farfoy is hinting there will be more help available, with future schemes for other economic groupings being considered.
There are lots of sectors who are putting forward propositions to allow staff in. We have said from the outset that those sectors that have traditionally relied on migrant labour need to do as much as they can to get New Zealanders into jobs. But if there is a genuine gap between what is available and what is needed, then the government is considering those proposals.
Mr. Farfoy insists tight border controls are vital for people's safety, but making some exceptions is vital for the economy. For Checkpoint, call Eric Frickberg-Tenney.